朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们鼓励你们 worship team 一定要博饼，要唱诗，要祷告。你们想说他也不祷告，我为什么要祷告？
And I encourage brothers and sisters who are serving on the worship team to pray out loud, to worship together with brothers and sisters. And you may be thinking, oh, so and so is not praying out loud.
我祷告不像谁，不像谁，引经据典的。我不要祷告。
I do not pray like so and so who can quote scripture so well, and I don't want to pray.
这个就叫自以意思的侍奉神嘛。
And this is what is meant by doing serving God and what is right in your own eyes.
有的教会要建堂要奉献，他们就弄排行榜，上个礼拜谁奉献最多，按照次序排下来。
And some churches, when they need to purchase a property, they would actually week by week list those who have offered the most to those who have offered the least.
所以教会几个财主在那边比来比去，比来比去，钱都进来了。
So those who are wealthy, they would compete with one another, and then all the money will come in.
我自己认识的一个同工，几十年前，不是一个姊妹，几十年前在教会建议我们。他说神家不能不祷告。
And many years ago, there was a sister who had advised me that in God's house, everyone, we need to pray.
不祷告不会复兴的。
If we do not pray, there is no revival.
他说但是大家都很忙，没有空祷告。
But everybody's so busy and we don't have time to pray.
所以我们要不要去找教会那些已经退休的那些叔叔阿姨跟那些失业的弟兄姊妹，他们比较有空，请他们来祷告，然后我们又付他一点钱，因为做工的得工价。
So why don't we go find those brothers and sisters who are old and retired and they don't have a job and they have more time, then they can come and pray for the church and we'll even pay them a little bit because, you know, laborers deserve their pay.
你每一个点抽出来都是引经据典。
And every single one of those points somehow looks right.
但是你就知道太多的时候我们有太多太多的看法意见放在神家，让神家没有办法照神的心意往前。
And oftentimes when we put in and interject our own opinions to the point where God's house cannot proceed.
所以我们一定要很小心，这个任意妄为它是一个罪，而且是会辖制我们的罪，而且是一个大罪。
So we need to be careful of presumptuous sins because it can potentially have dominion over us and it's a great sin in the eyes of the Lord.
中文翻的任意妄为让我们以为我是这个为非作歹，其实是个人绕着自己认为对的去做，这就是任意妄为。
Again, this presumptuous sin is the exact meaning of you doing exactly what you think is right.
所以约拿认为说这些人不需要听福音，他们是外邦人。
So Jonah comes from the perspective that these are Gentiles, they don't need the gospel of God.
约拿认为说我如果去的话，影响我的声誉，我不要去。
And Jonah says, if I go and I proclaim this message and it doesn't come to pass, it's going to influence my fame. I'm not going to go.
约拿认为说亚述如果兴起来的话，他一定来伤害神的百姓，我要保护神家，我不要去。
And God said, if the nation Syria, if they come to power, then one day they're going to judge Israel. So I want them to perish. I'm not going to go.
弟兄姊妹，今天在你我的里面有没有任何地方我们不肯顺服神？
Brothers and sisters, in you and in me, are there anything in us that's unwilling to obey the Lord?
今天所有在神家服事的弟兄姊妹，你真的把我们服事的态度、服事的做法放在祷告里面吗？
And every single one of us who are serving in God's house, do we truly take all of our service into prayer before the Lord?
还是我们很容易就照自己的意思？
Or are we very, very easily inclined to do things according to our
own will? 第二个点，我讲到信而顺服是归耶和华为圣的必经途径。
The second point, trust and obey is the pathway to holiness unto the Lord.
没有顺服，
if we do not obey,
神要透过我们的旨意就受到打岔。
And God's will to be moved through you and me will be hindered.
你想如果神所面对的百姓跟服侍他的人都是不肯顺服的人，
If you imagine that the people of God and all those who serve God are people that are unwilling to obey,
神怎么得荣耀？
How is God going to be glorified?
Holiness unto the Lord 只是一个口号，只是我们身上的一个羞耻。
And holiness unto the Lord just became a slang for us and actually become shame for us.
我们写的 holiness unto the Lord 归耶和华为圣，但是我们每一个人凭己意而行。
We write out the term holiness unto the Lord, but yet each and every one of us live according to our own will.
所以当神话第二次临到约拿的时候，
So the second time as the word of the Lord came to Jonah,
神说你起来往尼尼微去。
And the Lord said to Jonah, rise and go to Nineveh.
约拿便照着耶和华的 跨起来往尼尼微去了。
And chapter 3, Jonah arose and went to Nineveh.
弟兄姊妹，我们从后面的故事知道，这个顺服不过是很初步的。
And we see that this obedience, but it's just the first step of his obedience.
是很外面的。
It's very outward.
甚至是很勉强的。
And it's very reluctant.
但是他去了。
But yet he went.
没想到一去以后带来一个这么大的改变。
Not knowing that when he went, he actually did bring about a huge change.
整个尼尼微城从最大的到最小的都悔改。
This great city of Nineveh, from the highest to the lowest, everyone repented.
连尼尼微王都下了宝座，脱了他的衣服，穿上麻衣，坐在灰里。
Even the king of Nineveh, he came off of his throne. He was covered in ash and sackcloth, and he was repenting before God.
不光人进食，连牛羊牲畜不准喝草，不准喝水，不准喝水，不准吃草。
He gave the decree: not only man are to fast, but even the beasts, the oxen, they have to fast as well.
他们都离开自己手中的恶行。能够归向神，丢弃手中的强暴。
They departed from what was evil in their own hands, and came to the Lord.
前两天 Billy Graham 安息聚会，那么多人说他是人类历史上唯一一个面对面传福音超过两亿个人。
Two days ago at Billy Graham's funeral.Someone had risen up to say that he's the only person who's shared the gospel face to face with people at over 200 million people.
但是我也决定相信，在 Billy Graham 的任何苦涩上面，不可能像尼尼微这样子的果效这么彻底啊。
And the effect of these outreaches by Billy Graham doesn't come to measure with what Jonah has done.
不是约拿的口才恩赐的问题，是神的心意要救这一班堕落沉沦的人。
It is not the eloquence of Jonas's words, but you discover it is because God wanted to save the city.
但是神需要找到可以合用的器皿，可以使用的器皿。
But God wants to find a vessel that is suitable for use to deliver the message.
所以你发现，当约拿这样子的一种不完整的、表面的。勉强的顺服都带来这样子的改变。
You discover the surface, obedience that's just on the surface. It's not genuine. That's not real. Yet it would still bring about such big change.
你就知道今天你我对神的顺服，我再说不是可有可无的选项。
And I will say again, then your obedience and my obedience is no longer optional.
那是我们必须遵循的一个责任。
It becomes our responsibility, something we must do.
这是我们要讨神。神喜悦让神旨意通行的一个条件。
And it's conditional for us to please God and the will of God to be able to move freely through us.
神是独行其事的神，他要做，他当然可以做。
Our God is the God who can do all things. Of course, He can do anything He wants.
但是全能的神却把他自己限制在人跟他之间的顺服和配合上。
But this Almighty God has confined Himself in the obedience of man and our willingness to follow Him.
所以你知道我们的重要。
So now you understand the importance, our importance.
以免我们在这么伟大的神面前，我们降卑，觉得我什么都不是。
On the one hand, we humble ourselves and we prostrate before the Lord and say, Lord, we're nothing.
连大卫在扫罗面前都说，我在你面前不过是一条死狗，不过是个跳蚤，就是。
As David says to Saul, I am but a dog, but a flea before you.
更不要说在这么伟大的神面前。
Not to say before this holy God.
这是我们里面的态度。
That is our inward attitude.
但是另外一面，我们也知道神在这里一直在这里寻找器皿。
But on the same, on the other hand, we see that God continually is looking for a vessel.
神自己要做工，神自己要赐福，但是神要得到合用的器皿。
God Himself is working. God wants to bless, but God wants to work through a vessel. He wants to lay hold of a vessel.
神要得到肯顺服他、跟他配合的器皿。
God wants to lay hold of a vessel who's willing to obey.Who's willing to work with him?
就从你家里面，神就要开始做事的。
And start from your very home. God wants to work.
你是学校的老师，你是公司的 engineer， 你是政府的任何的官员，不管我们做什么，神得到器皿。神的祝福，神的工作就被带到那里去。
You're a teacher, you're an engineer, you may be working in the government office. No matter where you are, if you are a vessel of the Lord, then the work of the Lord can extend through that place.
所以这个神的话第二次临到约拿，是神恩待他。
And the second time the word of the Lord came to Jonah is because God's been gracious to him.
约拿不肯顺服，神可以放一边，另外换一个人来的。
God could very easily cast him aside and choose someone else to deliver the message.
感谢神，我们所信的神是永远 永远给我们第二次机会的神。
But we thank God, He is the God of second chances.
他 always 给我们 second chance, 再给我们机会。
And He gives us chances again and again.
没有学好，他再帮助我们。
We didn't learn it, He'll help us.
到了第三，第三段。
Come to the third point.
当我们真正尊神为神的时候，就会对神产生全然的降服，而且带进神旨意的完成。
If we genuinely let God be God, then one will totally surrender to God and bring about the fulfillment of God's will.
这章更精彩了啊
！So we're coming to a chapter that's even more interesting.
在约拿书里面四次讲到神安排安排。
Four times we see that the Lord ordained, the Lord ordained, or He put into order.
神安排大鱼，神安排芝麻树，神安排一条虫，神安排炎热的东风。
The Lord calls to this fish. The Lord caused this tree to grow. The Lord causes this wind to blow.
King James 把它翻成 prepare， 神预备。
And the Lord used the King James version uses the word prepared.
但是像 NASB、RSV 都把它翻成神 appointed。
And on other versions, we see the word the Lord appointed.
你知道什么叫 appointed 吗？
Do you know what it means to use the word appointed?
总统 appoint somebody 作为国家的代表。
The president appoints someone to be the country's delegate, representative.
哦，神授权这个人做 ambassador 来代表。
And so the Lord gives this person the authority to be ambassador for him.
哦，你知道所有从神来的。都是荣耀的。
And everything that comes from the Lord is glorious.
管你是大鱼是小虫。
Or rather be a fish or a small worm.
管你是东风，管你是日头，管你是树。
Rather it's the east wind or the blazing sun or the tree that grew.
你发现这位创造宇宙的主宰。
The one who is the author of the creation of the universe.
他调度万物。
He causes all things.
叫万事互相效力。
That everything will work together.
为了要来教育他的仆人。
That he would teach, discipline his servant.
所有的都听神的话。
Everything obeys the Lord.
就是我们这个照着神的形象样式造的人。
Aside from we who are made according to the image of God.
抗命、不服、逃避、埋怨。
We would disobey, we would resist, and we would complain.
所以我们常常说神最伟大的能力还不是显在创造上。
And we oftentimes say that God's greatest power is not manifested in his creation.
你看宇宙这么奥秘，神说有就有。
And the intricacy of the universe came to existence by God's spoken word.
神今天要我们顺服要说几次？
And how often times does God need to speak for us to be willing to obey?
我们可能跟神说，神啊，你说的一次两次我都听见了。
And perhaps we'll say, Lord, we heard you the first time, and maybe even the second time.
但是对不起，我立志行善由得我，做出来由不得我。
But Lord, I'm sorry, my spirit is willing to do good, but it's not up to me to really do good.
我觉得神的那个伟大能力，那个爱的包容，爱的宽忍耐。然后爱的这种智慧在我们身上一直工作。
And I am always amazed by the forbearing of the Lord, His amazing love, His wisdom that is lavished over our lives.
我们一起来读我这个讲义上写的这句话，好不好？
Let's read these words together in your outline.
中文读中文，英文读英文，好不好？
We'll read the Chinese together, and then we'll read it together in English. Let's read it together.
在约拿记第三章结束时，我们可以清楚看出来。约拿的使命，神对尼尼微人的救恩已经完成，但是约拿的生命，神对约拿的救恩尚未完全。在第三章里面，我们虽然看到约拿有顺服的行动，但却没有降服的生命。他所做的虽然是对的，但是他所试的却仍旧是错的，所以神仍需继续工作在他身上。感谢神，约拿书仍有第四章，是神专门针对约拿的制作与教育。感谢神，为着他那不肯放我们的爱，写得好不好？觉得好就赶快报名参加博训，趁机做个广告。这是我博训旧约概论里面写的，95%从里面摘录的啊。
These are excerpts from our Cedar Training program.If you think this is wonderfully written, then you should register.
如果神只是要我们去做一件事情，
If God just wanted us to go do something,
事情做完了，应该约拿书就结束在第三章就好了。
And if that's simply what God wanted, then God could have concluded everything at chapter 3.
为什么需要有第四章？
Why did we need to see chapter 4?
我这段话就把它讲清楚了。
And so these words that we just read together
如果神只是为了要接受撒旦的挑战，说约伯完全正直敬畏神远离恶事，
If God just simply wanted to take on Satan's challenge of him coming and accusing Job of his righteous, why he was righteous.
约伯记第二章就可以结束了，不需要四十二章。
We could have ended at Job chapter 2. We did not need the remaining chapters.
因为第二章以后，撒旦就从舞台上下来，他输得心服口服。
Chapter 2, we see that Satan, he was speechless. He had no more arguments.
但是后面多了四十章，神做工在他最心爱的仆人约伯身上。
But we see 40 some odd chapters continue to follow because God continues to work in Job's life.
弟兄姊妹，神如果要叫我们去做事情，
If God wanted us simply to go do and accomplish something,
就够的话,
if that was sufficient,
他不需要这么麻烦,
He doesn't need to go through all this trouble.
但是就是因为神爱我们。
It is because God loves us.
神不光是做事, 神更在做人。
God not only is accomplishing some things, but God is fashioning and making us.
神要把我们塑造成他手中的杰作, 像他的儿子耶稣基督。
God wants to make us into a masterpiece in the image of His Son.
所以我们在这里发现神可以 调动万有，大风大雨，日头小虫树全部都听神的命令，为了来塑造我们，为了改变我们。
You can see that God can summon, God can ordain all of these things that he has made to come into Jonah's life to cause him to change.
所以这件事情你看到到了第四章的时候，约拿大大不悦，而且发怒，好，而且是甚发怒。
And so, chapter 4, you see that it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry.
全城得救这么好的福音果效，为什么他会发怒，而且甚发怒？
This great city of Nineveh, they all came to repentance. Such a wonderful news. Yet why would he be so angry? He would be so displeased.
所以你从里面的他跟神的埋怨，你就可以知道，他其实真的是顾虑到自己的面子。
So you begin to see that his complaints really comes to the notion of his own pride.
他说：“我在国内不就已经跟你说过了吗？你是满有恩典、满有怜悯、不轻易发怒、满有慈爱，又后悔不降所说的灾，所以我就急忙逃往他斯去。”他还有理由的。
And he told the Lord, Lord, I has already said to you, I knew before I went that you are a one who is gracious and merciful, and you're slow to get anger and abundant in loving kindness. That's why I ran to Tarshish.
神说你发怒合理吗？
And the Lord said, is it reasonable for you to be this upset?
他居然懒得回答神。
And he didn't even, he was too lazy to respond to God.
他讲都不讲。
He just became silent.
他还是满脸愤怒啊。
And he was still angry. You can see it in his face.
你就晓得这个人充满着血气在侍奉神的人。
And you discover that this man is serving God entirely of his flesh.
然后他就为自己搭了一座棚在城外等着，要看看这个城是不是灭亡。
And so he settles up a structure so that he would rest outside to see what would happen to the city.
我长话短说了，神让一夜之间一棵蓖麻树从地里面长起来。
And in one night, there's a plant, there's a tree that grew overnight.
你看我们要成长多慢了，那个树一夜就可以长起来。
Look how long it takes us to grow, but one night that tree grew.
就是我们这些所谓有自由意志的人，神麻烦很了。
And God is very troublesome for God for all of us who have these free will.
希尔山绕行就是不肯长。没有关系。神可以让蓖麻树一夜之间长起来。
God could cause this particular plant to rise and to grow overnight.
为约拿遮阴，这棵树太小了，好，那这个。可以大一点哈。
The picture in this, the tree in this picture is very small. It's actually much bigger.
但是很可爱，很可爱，人家画得很漂亮。然后他坐在树底下遮阴，他就为了这棵树感谢神。
And because of the shade under the tree, he actually began to thank God for the shade.
然后神又安排一只小虫。
And then the Lord appointed a small worm.
就把它给活活给咬死了，吃掉了。
And that again destroyed the tree, ate up the tree.
然后神那天让这个小虫吃 buffet, all you can eat.
The Lord gave that little worm a buffet. Go ahead, all you can eat.
吃到他手扶着墙出来哈。
So he ate it to the point he had to lean against the wall as he walked away from the tree.
都顺服。
They all obey God.
然后神就让炎热的日头东风刮起来，让约伯不是让约拿热得不得了，他就埋怨。
And so the Lord caused the east wind to blow vehemently and the sun to beat on Jonah's head, and then Jonah became angry again.
而且为自己求死，说我死的比活的还好。
And then he said, Lord, just kill me. It's far better for me to be dead than to be alive.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个人了没有？这个真的没有人敢碰的一个，连神都碰他不了的。
You see such a person to the point of the extent.It's almost as if God can't even touch him.
神第二次问他说：“你这样发怒合理吗？”
And so the Lord asked him again, "Is it right for you to be this angry?"
他说：“我发怒到死都合理。”
And he said to the Lord, "I have every right to be angry, even to the point of death."
弟兄姊妹，虽然他很戏剧性哈，很生动。
It is kind of seemingly is very humorous. There, you know, a lot of action in the story.
但是在我们身上很容易发生的。
But brothers and sisters, this is very real in our lives.
你们在你的经历里面有没有过你最不喜欢它发生，或是最怕它发生的事发生了？
Has there been anything in your life where you're fearful of it happening, but it actually did happen?
明明祷告主说：“主啊，礼拜三我要做 presentation， 不要让我感冒，求求你不要让我感冒。”礼拜二晚上你发高烧。
And you pray to the Lord, Lord, I have to give a presentation on Wednesday, so keep me safe, don't let me get sick. And then Tuesday night you come down with a cold.
这还是小事。
This is maybe something small.
不要长癌症，长癌症了。
Oh Lord, I don't want to have cancer. We have cancer.
我希望我的孩子乖乖的，就算不上 IVD 也能够上 UC。
I want my kids to be obedient, even if they can't make it to Ivy League schools, they could attend some UC schools.
没想到他离家出走。
Not to discover he ran away.
就是因为我们很多很多很多很多东西，我们觉得我们祷告了，神为什么不听
？A lot of things we pray and we pray, said God's not listening, God's not doing anything.
所以约拿充满了愤怒，充满了埋怨。
So Jonah was full of anger, he was full of complaints.
他只是。更明显的圣经把它表达出来，但是在我们里面也常是这样。
And the scripture illustrated and wrote it for all of us to see, but oftentimes we see that these things are happening inside of us.
我从小为了我的病几次对神说：“我不要信你了，怎么祷告流越肿越大，我不要信你了。”
Growing up, oftentimes I've said to the Lord, "I don't want to believe in you anymore because I see this tumor on my face. It gets bigger and bigger. The more I pray to you, the bigger it gets."
主啊，我长就长，但是我交女朋友结婚的时候不可以有。
And Lord, if you let me have this tumor right now, that's fine. But when I'm starting to date, when I'm gonna get married, I want this tumor to be gone.
可是于师母就是走到一个肿的一个肿瘤的人在旁边去当新娘去了。
But Pastor Nancy was standing right next to a person with a big tumor on his face as they were getting married.
我说主啊，他比较属灵，孩子无辜，希望孩子上小学以前，我的瘤能够消掉，不然同学笑他们。
Lord, I know that Pastor Nancy is more spiritual, but for the sake of my kids, that they won't get laughed at. Lord, maybe by the time they go to school, that you would take this tumor away.
结果我的瘤比我结婚的时候还大。
The tumor got bigger than the day that I got married.
弟兄姊妹，我原来以为我的人生已经算是很痛苦了，哪里晓得人生最痛苦的是看见自己有这么多的软弱，这么多不合神心意的地方，这么多毛病，不是像外面的病，里面的病，这么多难办的病。
And growing up, I thought, oh man, I had a pretty tragic life. And then when I come to discover all the illnesses and all the sickness and all the disease that was on the inside, far worse than what can be seen on the outside.
神在约拿身上真的是蛮有恩典，蛮有怜悯，又有丰盛的慈爱，没有照着他所做的来对待他。
God was merciful, full of love, and he full of compassion towards Jonah. He did not deal with Jonah according to what he had done.
所以神在这里告诉约拿。
So the Lord said to Jonah,
这个匹麻树不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你都尚且爱惜。
And the Lord said, "You have not pity on you have had pity on the plant for which you have not labored nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night."
何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左右手的人有十二万多人，并且有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜
？And should I not pity Nineveh, this great city, in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and all so much livestock?
这就是我刚开始说的，不要把遇见神的经历都太神奇化，要像以赛亚，要像保罗那样子才叫遇见神。
So don't over spiritualize our encounters, our meeting with God, as those encounters that Isaiah have, and maybe Moses or Paul.
当我们被神光照的时候
But when the Lord sheds his light upon us
当我们突然摸着神的心认识我所信的神是谁的时候
When we come and touch upon the heart of God When we come to discover who is this God whom we have believed in
都会给我们带来一个真正的 surrender 不是只是外面的顺服
It will bring about a genuine surrender Not just an outward obedience
所以我最后提到神的恩典让约拿从抗命到顺服从勉强的顺服到完全的降服
And so I concluded with saying God's grace allowed Jonah to go from resistance to obedience and from obeying to reluctantly to total surrender
这是神要得到的
This is what God is after
这是神在约拿身上所做的
This is what God's been doing in Jonah's life
这也是神在你我身上天天做的
And this is what God is doing in your life and in my life each day
万事互相效力基督是一切又在一切之内
All things work togetherYes, Christ is indeed all and in all.
在这里神都是要在我们身上要把我们做成一个真正向他降服的人。
Yet God wants to form and to make me into a person who's truly surrendered to him.
不是只是在外面被勉强被要求。
Not that we're simply forced outwardly.
不要以为我们那样子想关门叫大家准时那根本不是我们的意思。
But and sister, the notion of closing the door to all those who are late, that in itself is not the end, is not the purpose.
我没有从心里面知道我们是侍奉神真把神当神我从里面降服、
But to have everyone acknowledge that we truly need to let God be God that we truly need to prostrate and bow before Him
我主日早晨就兴奋地起来要预备好自己来朝见神来赞美神来敬拜神
That I will wake up each day or wake up particularly on Sunday ready to come and worship to praise Him
弟兄姊妹让所有的顺服 都是自然的了
We pray that every act of obedience is something that comes naturally
所以很多属灵的伟人都告诉我们顺服不仅仅是我们蒙福的秘诀
A lot of spiritual giants tells us that being obedient is not only the secret of being blessed
也是神的旨意在我们身上通行必须的条件
It is also the pathway which the will of God can be accomplished and is the criteria in our lives
你的家中充满了对救恩的需要
And your family is full of the need for the salvations of the Lord
我们的小组我们的教会充满了对主救恩的需要
Our small groups, our church it is full of need for the salvation of the Lord
你公司的同事你所碰到的亲友他们充满了需要
Your co-workers, your relatives, your family members they need the salvation of the Lord
不要让我们只是在 obligation, responsibility 底下去做这些事情
That we no longer conduct our lives in the realm of obligation that when we do all things
让我们从心里面降服神
That we are truly, totally surrender to the Lord
不管你是个大鱼你还是个小虫
Whether you're a big fish or whether you're a small worm
神都可以用我们去造就别人
God can use us to fashion, to make someone
前天跟玉师母看了二十多分钟当 Billy Graham 在 Capitol Hill 在国会里面大家给他的安息聚会
Pastor Nancy and I we were watching the memorial service at the Capitol Billy Graham
我心里面感触非常多
There are a lot of things that is going on in my heart
参议院多数党领袖 Edison McConnell 说这个人在神的手中是一个 happy instrument
and the comment that was made concerning our brother Billy Graham is that he's aHeavy instrument in God's hand.
In the hands of his creator. 在创造他的神的手中是一个 happy instrument, 神可以使用他。
And in the hand of his creator, he is an instrument that God can use.
国会的 speaker Paul Ryan 说每一次听他讲到就好像他站在你旁边陪你祷告帮助你带着你去转向神
And Paul Ryan made the comment that every time he listens to him preach is as if he was standing right next to him praying with him to lead him to come to the Lord
今天我们的背诵经文
And our memorization scripture today
讲到天上二十四个长老他是所有受造之物的代表
The 24 elders represents all that has been created
他们在宝座面前把自己的冠冕放下来。
That before the throne of God, they lay down their crowns.
虽然他们有那么尊贵的地位，代表整个宇宙的受造，二十四个长老头上都有冠冕。
And they represent again the entire creation. These 24 elders, there are crowns upon their heads.
但是他们在神的在主的面前把自己的冠冕放下来。
But again, before the Lord, they lay down their crowns.
就像 Victoria 女王说，她说我巴不得我能够活着。看见主回来，我要亲自把我的冠冕放在他的脚前。
Queen Victoria said, "How I long that I would see the coming of the Lord, that I too myself will cast my crown at His feet."
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒。在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。